This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Consolation of Philosophy by Boethius, translated by H.R. James. Book 3, True Happiness and False, Section 6 and Song 6, True Nobility. Again, how misleading, how base a thing oft-times glory is. Well does the tragic poet claim, O fond repute, how many a time and oft hast them raised high the base-born churl. For many have won a great name through the mistaken belief of the multitude, and what can be imagined more shameful than that? Nay, they who are praised falsely must needs themselves blush at their own praises. And even when praise is won by merit, still, how does it add to the good conscience of the wise man who measures his good not by popular repute, but by the truth of inner conviction? And if at all it does seem a fair thing to get this same renown spread abroad, it follows that any failure so to spread it is held foul. But if, as I set forth but now, there must needs be many tribes and people whom the fame of any single man cannot reach, it follows that he whom thou esteemest glorious seems all inglorious in a neighbouring quarter of the globe. As to popular favour, I do not think it worthy of mentioning in this place, since it never cometh of judgment and never lasteth steadily. Then again, who does not see how empty, how foolish is the fame of noble birth? Why, if the nobility is based on renown, the renown is another's. For truly, nobility seems to be a sort of reputation coming from the merits of ancestors. But if it is the praise which brings renown, of necessity, it is they who are praised that are famous. Wherefore, the fame of another clothes thee not with splendour, if thou hast none of thine own. So if there is any excellence in nobility of birth, methinks it is this alone, that it would seem to impose upon the nobly born the obligation not to degenerate from the virtue of their ancestors. All men are of kindred stock, though scattered far and wide, for one is father of us all. One doth for all provide. He gave the sun his golden beams, the moon her silver horn. He set mankind upon the earth as stars the heavens adorn. He shut a soul, a heavenly-born soul, within the body's frame. The noble origins he gave each mortal weight may claim. Why boast ye then, so loud, of race and high ancestral line, if ye behold your being's source and God's supreme design? None is degenerate, none base, unless by taint of sin. And cherished vice he foully stains his heavenly origin. End of Book 3, True Happiness and False, Section 6 and Song 6, True Nobility.